Jesus, there is something about your name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there is something about that name. Yes, it's Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about your name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms, they'll all pass away, but there is something about your name. Hallelujah. There is something about the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name. We bow down at him, at his name. We bow down and say, holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. And with that, we're going to praise your holy and righteous name. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him, praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Praise him, praise him. Praise him, praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, he's worthy. Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him, praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Come on, let's all praise him. Praise him. Praise him, praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. He's worthy, Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior. He's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. He's worthy, Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior. Jesus, blessed Savior. Jesus, blessed Savior. He's worthy to be praised. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's an honor, it's a privilege, and it's a blessing to praise the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I will now turn it over to our greeter.
Let's go to our Father in prayer this morning. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We give you praise and glory today, Father. You are worthy to be praised. And, Father, your word says from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, your name is to be praised. Hallelujah, above every other name. Hallelujah, we exalt you this morning. We give you honor, Father, because you said that who is likened unto you. And we want to say, Father, we have not found the one, hallelujah, who is likened unto you, who can do the things that you do, hallelujah, who has the ability, hallelujah, to raise somebody from the dead, hallelujah. So we give you glory. We give you praise. Father, we pray, Father, for this call, Father, that it is clear, that it is uninterrupted, Father. We praise you, Father, for the speaker of this call today, Father, that you would empower her, Father, that she may give the word that you have given her, Father, with strength, Father, with clarity, Father, that we may understand. We lift up, Father, our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Father. We lift up Artist Life. Father, we thank you for the founders, Father. We thank you for the administrators, Father. We thank you for the family that is on this call today. Bless every one of them. Father, meet them where they are. Give them the needs that they have. Father, spoken and unspoken, Father, we glorify you today. In Jesus' name we pray. We all say amen and amen. Host, are you there?
Can you hear me, Minister Sharon?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear, anointed woman of God.
Glory to God. To God be the glory for the great and the wonderful things he has done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do. Thank you so much, Minister Sharon, another anointed woman of God, and definitely has been appointed for this hour and this season to bless God's people around the world. We thank God for you for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and I, along with Minister Sharon, say welcome to the Master's Call. And we're so thankful to God for what he's doing in this season, in this hour, and we're blessing his name constantly. Let me tell you just a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010 by our great co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and they stood on God's word. It is Psalms 88:13 where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we do have a theme for this year, and it is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. And you'll see that that's noted on our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net, where you can also see the bios of our speakers, as well as retrieve any messages for the past almost 10 years. And that's truly a blessing. Now, many of you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry. You can greet as Minister Sharon did so wonderfully, or you can host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a word that you want to share from the Lord. You can do so by just sending us some information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, you can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports to that same site, info@themasterscall.net. Email us, and we'll be more than happy to pray with you and to rejoice in the Lord with you. Now, what brought us all together is this phenomenal company called Artists International, which is most prominent health and wellness company that I know. When I say that, I'm telling you these products are absolutely wonderful. We have so many testimonies on what they have been doing for many people and their loved ones. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll share more information with you. Now, this company did start over 30 years ago, and we're under Artist Life. And every Monday through Friday, you can get great information about these products on the New Morning Motivational Call held every Monday through Friday right after this call. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, that's 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. And today is Inspirational Monday, where we start our week off. We're getting a word from the Lord, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon is the host of that call today. And yours truly, believe it or not, will be the speaker for today. Now, right after all of that, I'm telling you, we are so thankful to God that great things are taking place among us. And we're expecting God to do the greater through these products as well as in our lives. Now, I'm getting ready to get out of the way because we have a woman of God that is definitely no stranger to this call. She is one of our co-founders. She is a blessed woman of God who's always available and ready to serve, even in the hour of trying times. And we're so thankful that she is, I'm thankful that she's a native of Monticello, Mississippi. Yes, she's a Mississippian, but yet she has been blessed by God to bless people around the world, as a chaplain in the service, and we thank God for her serving. And she's also has pastored in chapels in various areas as well as around the world. We're so thankful that she has two wonderful children and has been blessed by being called Gigi by her five grandchildren. She is, I tell you, a wind that is coming through this arena to let us know that God is real. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, our very own co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Are you there, Dr. P.K.?
Can you hear me, Minister Brenda Terrell?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good God of mercy. I tell you, when I look at listening to you, I was just thinking about you praising and leading us in praise last weekend. I said, Lord, this girl is stepping on up here. And now here you come out here this morning. Jesus, 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 there's something about your name. Yes, it is. Yes, there is. And we've got to just praise him. Lord, God is doing something great up in here, up in here. I thank God for you, our prayer general. I also thank God for Minister Sharon Stowers. I am so grateful that you are truly a woman of God who knows just how to do it and just growing right into it. Yes, Lord, I'm thanking God that he's allowing me the opportunity to see this growth that is taking place in you. I just tell you, it is good for me to see flowers grow, but to see people grow just absolutely put twinkling in my toes. I do honor and thank God for my TMC family. Dr. Vanessa often says it this way, I cannot thank God enough for you, and we can't tell you how much we truly love and appreciate you. Dr. Vanessa has been here, and I'm just so grateful to her for being here for me and for this particular family. You all, we are in, listen to me and listen to me really good. We are in the last week of the Love Month, the month that we celebrate Black history. Today, you all know we had this traumatic thing happen here with Kobe Bryant, and they are going to have his service today, he and his daughter, and recognizing the other people who were on the plane and that sort of thing here in the California area. And it's got things kind of, got folks kind of shaky. Yes, it does. Glory be to God. But I have a word for you today. I'm already happy. I'm already thankful. I'm already on top of it. I'm already at a place where I can truly say, oh, I can truly say God is a good God, a great God. You all get that Bible and turn to Second Chronicles, the 20th chapter. And I'm going to read in the Message Bible. It is better read in the, for you to truly understand it as you have in the past in the King James. But I'm working this Message Bible for now to help me to really connect with my young people. I'm having to go back and do a few things on PK to help me talk to these young folks. Bless the name of Jesus. Here we go. I'm going to begin with this, with the very first verse here. Yes, I did say Second Chronicles, the 20th chapter. Sometimes later, the Moabites and the Ammonites, accompanied by the Midianites, join forces to make war on Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat received this intelligence report. Lord have mercy. I wish that somebody in the White House knew the importance of the intelligence report. Help me today, God. Stay on task. A huge force is on its way from beyond the Dead Sea to fight you. There's no time to waste. They are already at Hazarzon Tamar, the oasis of Un-Gida. Shaken, that boy was scared. Jehoshaphat prayed, and I do call him boy because he was 35 years old. He went to God for help and ordered, what did he call? He called a nationwide fast. Somebody said fast. Somebody said he prayed. The country of Judah, he was from the tribe of Judah. Now listen to me. Judah means praise. You all, let's just stack it up here right. United, they came together seeking God's help. Seeking whose help? God's help. They came from where? All the cities of Judah to pray. To do what? To pray. To do what? To pray and to fast to God. Then Jehoshaphat took a position before the assembled people of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of God. At where? The temple of God. Where? The temple of God, in front of the new courtyard, and said, oh God, God of our ancestors, he got down and prayed. Are you not God in heaven and above and ruler of all kingdoms below? You hold all power and might in your fist. No one stands a chance against you. And didn't you make the natives of this land leave as you brought your people Israel in, turning it over permanently to your people Israel, the descendants of Abraham, your friend? They have lived here and built a holy house of worship to honor you, saying, when the worst happens, whether war or flood or disaster or famine, and we take our place before this temple, we know you are personally present in this place and pray out our pain and trouble. We know that you will listen and give victory. I'm going to stop right there, but I want you all to read all this, and I'm going to drop down here and read a little bit in 20th here later on. But my subject for today is prayer and fasting that produces power. Prayer and fasting that produces power. Yes, as you all know, God has called me to the area of prayer and fasting. I announced last week that we are, as, ooh, glory to God, the TMC family are coming together for a time of fasting as we prepare for Lent. I do this because I believe that this is the call of God upon my life. Throughout Scripture, God gives us patterns to pray, gives us model prayer to pray, gives us format to pray, not the Burger King format. You can have it your way, do it your way, it is your way. You can come to me any kind of way. Yes, many tell you that that's the way you can come. Maybe you can come as you are, but you can't stay that way. You've got to get it God's way. It is God's way or no way if you're going to live a powerful life for God, if you're going to hear him, if you're going to know him for yourself. The disciples, seeing Jesus fulfilling miracles and wonders, asked Jesus one day, Jesus, Master, teach us to pray. We've been on this prayer call now for years. We've seen many miracles. We've seen many wonders. We've heard many testimonies. But sometimes I do believe that we forget from whence we have come. You see, I want you to understand that even I sometimes get hit upside the head by the stupid stick of the enemy. Because the devil doesn't like it when you give God praise. He doesn't like it when you give him glory and honor. Therefore, he does what he's supposed to do, and that is to attack us. We should not be surprised when he comes. We should know that he is the enemy of our souls. He doesn't want us to pray, nor does he want us to fast. On Friday evening, let me take just an example and give it to you. I received a call from a doctor. The doctor asked, "Is this a Pecola Roberts?" And I said, "Yes, it is." "Well, I am Dr. So-and-so calling from the VA, and I'm calling to let you know that we have all of your tests back. We are sorry that it has taken us so long to get them to you, but we want you to understand that we need you to get in here next week right away." Of course, we know that you know that you have Kansasi, have a microbacterium virus, but we want you to know that it is Microbacterium Kansasi. Know that. We also want you to know that the sarcoids are back. I heard you say that earlier. But in addition to that, we need to know, do you know that you have a heart problem? You have valves that are leaking, and we are sending you to the cardiologist. Never heard that. Are you sure that nobody's ever told you that you've had problems with your heart? No, I've not. Well, we want you to see the cardiologist. I asked a few questions that she couldn't answer, all of them. You must see the cardiologist for that. Oh, the cardiologist will answer that. The pulmonologist is going to answer that. And she couldn't answer any questions. I got off the phone feeling a little defeated there. You got to understand, I'm here in the mountains of California here, kind of sort of by myself. But thank God, never knowing that I am never alone, so I don't need anybody to be saying that to me right now. But I felt a little sucker punched. Why? Because I've been feeling extremely well, feeling stronger, and feeling like I'm coming up on this side of the mountain. And all of a sudden, I get this nugly. It ain't just ugly. It is nugly. Report, and I said, "God, in the name of Jesus, what is this? What is this? Where is this coming from?" It didn't take me long being out here by myself so that I can truly hear the voice of God saying, "Did you not step out there with your big bad bra staff and call a liquid fast 3 days leading up to, did you not go out here telling everybody how wonderful it is that you are here in this place where you can breathe and where you are really flourishing? Did you not? Did you not go to Bible study on Wednesday and have a jumping good time, clapping your hands and stomping your feet as you and Blue came back down that road together? Did you not? What did you expect the enemy to do? A pattern, a part of the pattern. When Jesus came out of the mountain for fasting and praying, did he not receive a visitor from the enemy himself? Did he not? We are to expect and know what the pattern is. If we don't know what the pattern is, we will get knocked down. We will be defeated. We will feel as if life is not life worth going on. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. And he says, "Settle yourself down. Know that I have the last say." I said, "You got to help me a little bit more than that, Lord. You got to give me a little bit more than that." And he gave me this word. You can find it in the word if you want it. If you want victory, go to the word. If you need help, go to the word. The word will help you. This word this morning is for me. If you get something out of it, bless the name of Jesus. If you don't, I want you to know that it was just for me. Here Jehoshaphat is. In that very first part of this scripture, it says in the third verse, and Jehoshaphat was scared when the intelligence report came. When that report came, I got scared. I said, God, God, come here. I don't know anything about no heart problems, never had any heart problems. My mama, my husband, my Lester Wallace Patton just died from heart problems. Come here. He hasn't been gone a year yet. I'm still working to overcome the grief of him being gone with heart problems. What you talking about? Heart problems. God said, I didn't give you that report. Whose report are you going to believe this morning? Glory be to God. You better know that a bunch of this junk that you are listening to didn't come from God himself. It came from the enemy. Who is the enemy of your soul? He hates you. He hates me. I stand for God and I stand for him alone. Who do you stand for this morning? Oh, God, help me get to this word. Second Chronicles, the 20th chapter and the third verse says, and Jehoshaphat was scared. He feared the Lord. It's all right to get scared. It's all right. It's all right to get shaken a little bit. But when he did, he stopped and he prayed. He did like me. He went to God for help and asked God, what do I do now? But the thing is, you all, that I love it. I love, love, love about this scripture. The very first thing over in the sixth verse, number one, I want you to write this down. You got to recognize God's hand. He recognized the hand of God. He recognized that no weapon formed against him could prosper. In that sixth verse, he recognized God as the ruler of who God is. You hold all power and might in your fist, and no one stands a chance against you. God, I thank you that I serve that kind of a God. In the midst of all of this, I'm here still working on the joy retreat and on my children and on this and that and the other. And the Lord settled me down and says, oh, you need to know that when a bank can't help you, and my mom and dad has been gone, they can't help me. Capitol Hill can't help me. No doctor can help me. I'm in a place where nobody can help me but the Lord. Only the hand of God. So therefore, I start my prayer not talking about what the devil is going to do, but what God has done. Hallelujah, God, I thank you, and I praise you for who you are and the power that you hold in your hand. You an almighty, powerful God. Good God of mercy, and I got to stop. The second point, I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to close it out, Lord God. Remember the God's history in my life. I had to do that because that goes right on down here in the next verse, in the seventh verse. And I remember the power that God has had in my life over in the past. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for saving me. You healed me before. You brought me through before. You give me strength to stand before. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, and you're giving me strength to stand right now. Somebody needs to hear me today. God is God, and he is the one who we need to call on in the name of Jesus right now in the midst of our challenges and our challenges and our problems. God will solve them. Come on, Minister Brenda, take it away, because I'm not finished. I just got to shut up. Take it away. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Dr. PK, that was on time. You have started the fire for sure. Because my message today is taking authority in our everyday life. Glory to God. Thank you so much for allowing God to use you. Prayer and fasting that produces power. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness. We glorify you, Father, that you are God alone. Hallelujah. Besides you, there is none other. We thank you, Father God, for the spirit of truth ruling and reigning through us, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for restoring Dr. P. PK, doctor, we thank you, Father God, that your report is what we're going to believe. The report of the Lord, and the report says she is healed. She is delivered. She is set free. She has all power because the anointing is upon her, the power of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father God, that every part of her being, Lord God, is restored, renewed, and set free, Lord God, because it is you that is doing the work, not by power, but by your spirit. And all those that are going through health challenges, Father God, we call them healed by the blood of the Lamb. We glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift being restored to them in every area because you're doing the work in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, for comforting the bereaved families all over, especially the Bryan and the families, Lord, that have gone in. The lives that were lost in the crash, Father God, touch their hearts, their minds, and their spirits in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, glory to God. We thank you, Father, for everything that you're doing. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, wow. I know you're going to share this message with somebody today. The playback is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677 pound. Upcoming call, the new morning motivational call with Inspirational Monday. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon is hosting, and I will be the speaker for the hour. That number is 712-770-4005. The pin is 294-617 pound. Thank you so much, Minister Sharon, for allowing God to use you, seating and greeting everyone this morning. We bless his name for you. Thank you again, Dr. PK. What a powerful message. And I know the greater is yet to come. Would you please come forth and close us out with the benediction?
Praise God. As I close, I want you to remember the power of God's answered prayer in your past and not the problems of your presence. Remember the power of God, prayer answered prayer. He's answered my prayer in the past. Therefore, I don't need to concentrate on the problems of my present. Your anointing be with us, God. Your power, your grace, and your mercy abide with your children. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, and we give you glory for all things. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friends. I sure do love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.